Writers who lived through war can help bring different perspectives to these conflicts. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marilyn Desmond, distinguished research professor at Binghamton University, details one such writer.
600 years ago, the French and English kings were engaged in what's known as the Hundred Years' War, which actually lasted from 1337 to 1453, more than 100 years. Christine de Pizan, a late medieval, prolific French writer, lived and wrote under the shadow of this war. While Christine's earlier works had addressed gender and history, in the first decade of the 15th century, she began to write about the nature of warfare and diplomacy. Her first major work in this vein, The Feats of Arms and Chivalry, examined the strategies and ethics of warfare. This was followed by The Book of Peace, A Guide to Diplomacy in Wartime. Then when the English victory at Agincourt in 1415 brought devastating losses to the French, she wrote a public letter of consolation to the women who'd been made widows in this battle. Finally, when word reached her in 1430 that Joan of Arc had lifted the English siege of Orléans, she wrote a final poem just before her death praising the extraordinary feats of that woman warrior, Joan of Arc. As the earliest text in European literature to address the gendered nature of warfare and diplomacy, Christine's books seem uncannily modern. Unlike the heroic topics of knights in arms and damsels in distress, the stereotypes we all associate with medieval literature, Christine de Pizan's texts on warfare remind us of the importance of diplomacy, as well as the huge costs of war, not only for those who fight, but also for the female non-combatant.
That was Marilyn Desmond of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.